Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot of news to talk about here today, and it is not all SmackDown, although SmackDown was last night. If you want to talk about what's coming out of that show, you're welcome to do so. We have the full men and women lineup for the Money in the Bank match coming up at the pay-per-view in a couple of weeks. But the big story is unrelated to SmackDown, the Raw rating. Another all-time modern low outside of football season Monday night, 2.16 million viewers. The third hour dropped actually well below 2 million viewers, 1.90 million viewers for that third hour. We could talk about the who, what, when, where, and why later on, but yes, a very, very bad ratings pattern. Huge drops and a bad start, so show just did poorly from the opening bell. Also, yes, it has been officially announced that WWE is going back to Saudi Arabia. The show will be held Friday, June 7th, King Abdullah Sports City Stadium will air live on the WWE Network. They have advertised 8 wrestlers for next month's show. Most notable name, Bill Goldberg. It has been advertised the event will feature Goldberg, Roman Reigns, The Undertaker, Kofi Kingston, Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, and Brock Lesnar. Goldberg inducted into the Hall of Fame 2018. Most recent match, April 2017. The name of June's event has yet to be announced. The third show in WWE's 10-year agreement with the Saudi General Sports Authority. WWE obviously received significant criticism for their relationship with the country. Women have not been allowed to wrestle in Saudi Arabia. And WWE went on with Crown Jewel, despite the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. So they're going back. Goldberg's going to be there. I would expect it'll be a 30-second Goldberg match and not anything longer, but he's going back. So we'll talk about this and so much more when we come back from the break. Wrestling Observer Live. A few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm behind the range with pepper and beef. They call me Big Bear John.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Taming the briar patch, mowing the lawn, trimming the Yeti. Whatever you call it, it's about time we talk about manscaping. Guys, you manscape, right? You know, keep things trimmed and fresh below the waist. 9 out of 10 women of all ages prefer their guy manscaped. But you gotta have the right tools for the jewels, or you'll look like you used a machete. Pop over to manscaped.com and check out their perfect package. Not that perfect package. The Manscaped Perfect Package 2.0 that was a smash hit on Shark Tank. It features the lawnmower, a precision trimmer engineered for below-the-waist grooming. Its skin-safe technology means no more accidental nicks and burns. Check out the lawnmower and the amazing grooming and hygiene products that come with your perfect package. What's that saying? Trim the shrubs and the tree stands taller? Get 20% off plus free shipping today. Visit manscaped.com and use promo code RING. Again, use promo code RING at manscaped.com. Manscaped.com.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. In all of the years, producer Dom has been working behind the scenes on this program. I have never heard him as excited as he is when talking about his manscaping routine. Manscaped.com, everybody. Promo code RING.
Just remember, everybody, when you trim the shrub, the tree stands taller.
I wish they would have used that line on Raw when the Revival were backstage manscaping each other.
And then it would have to pay residuals.
Can you imagine if they would have thrown that line in there? It would have been incredible.
Actually, it would have been.
All right, so I got to talk about this Raw rating, then we'll talk about Saudi Arabia and such. Raw set another all-time modern low. The show only beat episodes on New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve. What is very scary is this was a 9% drop from the record non-football season low of 2.37 million that was set last week. So they set a record last week and we're down 10% this week. Strong 18.8% first to third hour drop fell just under 1.9 million viewers. The first time under 2 million for Raw outside of a holiday. The real story also, how few fans were watching at the start. Traditional patterns of decline is just starting and will get worse until the end of the NBA playoffs. Most of Raw went against an early NBA playoff game that had 3.83 million viewers. Last 25 minutes went against a game that had 3.64 million viewers. Did beat the NHL playoffs. By the way, everybody, when Raw goes against football during football season, I mean, we're talking the competition is between 10 million and sometimes like close to 20 million viewers. I mean, that's what we're talking about as far as the competition during football season. And this NFL playoff competition, we're talking under 4 million. And last week, it was like in the 2 to 3 million range. So, multiple number of people watch football as compared to the NHL or the NBA playoffs here. And this still set a record low. Lower than during football season. The NBA playoffs were down 18% from this time last year. Raw was down 30%. So you can't say, well, everything on TV is down. Well, yeah, the NBA playoffs were down 18%. Raw was down virtually double that year to year. Audience under 35, almost identical to last year. Over 50 was down. It was the 35 to 49 audience that collapsed from last week, even though based on not including that demo, it would have done a record low number. 2.34 million, 2.24 million, and 1.90 million viewers. Now, last week, obviously I put a lot of the blame on Baron Corbin. Baron wrestled in the second hour and won a number one contenders match, and that hour ended up dying. And then in the third hour where he actually got his championship match, it collapsed even further. Now, this week, obviously, the main event was a contract signing between AJ Styles and Seth Rollins. And, of course, the peanut gallery out there wants me to blame everything on AJ Styles and Seth Rollins having a contract signing. Now, the difference here, obviously, is that you can look at the ratings pattern when Seth Rollins is involved on the show. You can look at the SmackDown ratings when AJ Styles is involved on the show. And AJ Styles has been in some of the highest rated segments on SmackDown in the last couple of years. And Seth Rollins does not have a history of tanking the ratings, which, actually, Baron Corbin does have. So if you want to look at this and just say, well, it must be AJ Styles and Seth Rollins and happily talk about how they're horrible for the business or whatever, I mean, you can do that if you want to, but the reality is I don't think it was AJ Styles and Seth Rollins. They clearly didn't help, but I don't think they're the reason for that number. What I do know is when I watched Raw on Monday night and I did the show with Dave, I mean, I said, you can go back, I expect this to do a horrific number in the third hour. And the main thing to me in that third hour that I thought was going to lead to a horrific rating was actually somebody who I think is very, very talented and who I love as a performer, and it is Sami Zayn. I love Sami Zayn's character. I love Sami Zayn's entrance. I love Sami Zayn's promo ability. But I try to watch these shows as a fan. Like, obviously, my job is to write down everything that happens, and then when the show's over, we go and we analyze everything, okay? But I try to watch this as a fan. Like, if this weren't my job, when would I zone out of this show? Me, personally. Granted, it's one person. But I've been watching this for a long time, okay? I watch it every week. Last week, when Baron Corbin won that three-way, I checked out mentally. I watched the rest of the show. I wrote down what happened. I reviewed it. But, like, as a fan, when he won that number one contenders match, mentally I was out of there, okay? Sami Zayn came out for this promo. And as stupid as the shoelace tying and everything was with Alexa Bliss, and it was very stupid, the Sami Zayn promo is the promo where, as a fan, I was like, I'm done. I'm going to go watch something else. I'm going to go do something else with my life. I love Sami Zayn, but he came out here, and for the third straight week, Sami Zayn told us that he didn't want to be here, that he loved being gone from WWE, that he wished that he could leave the company. It was a prison. It was a horrible place to be. It was miserable. And then he spent the rest of the promo yelling at me and you and all of the other fans. And he told us that we sucked and that we were psychologically whatever. And, like, it went on and on and on and on and on. For it's been 3 weeks now. The first week, I enjoyed it. The second week, it was like, okay, well, where are we going with this? The third week, it was the same thing again. This is what happened in World Championship Wrestling. This is WCW right here. It was the same thing that we saw in World Championship Wrestling. They come out here, they tell you that you suck and that the show sucks and why are you bothering to watch this? And at a time when people are wanting to get out of this company, I mean, the storyline is mirroring real life. These wrestlers want to leave. There's been a record number publicly of wrestlers who want to get out of this company. John Moxley, Dean Ambrose just posted a video about how he got out of prison because his contract has expired. This is too close to real life. So that to me was a massive turnoff. I don't know about everybody else, but to me, I watched that and I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm done with this show. Forget this. This sucks. So that's the Raw rating, everybody. Any thoughts, Mike?
Says everything. No, well, the Sami Zayn thing says everything about it. And got it. You know, we all got it. We all like Sami Zayn, you know. But, you know, hailed as genius. I'm sure somebody is hailing themselves as such. And I'm sure this is very cathartic for him and for lots of people. I mean, I'm sure that's exactly what they think of some of the people that care and all that sort of stuff about this stuff. And what's happening is you're not pissing people off anymore. Now they just don't care. and they'll tune in when they want to tune in. And I'll say the same thing I did on Tuesday when we talked about that show. That felt like a show that you could watch the highlights on, and frankly, you could just skip the highlights and still not miss the beat. And that's what I think people are doing now. I think they're able to keep up enough by just turning the show off, and if I catch something, if I miss something, I'll be able to go back and watch it in its entirety somewhere anyway, either on DVR or whatever. So I just don't care. I'm going to turn it off because it's all the same. And it is what it is. The ratings are proving that out. I'm sure somebody's saying, hey, they still finished eighth on cable. They still beat everything besides the news and the NBA. Great. Super fantastic. See where you can get with that. And I know the stock price is great. Wonderful. All that's fantastic. As far as the wrestling goes, which is what I'm there for, the entertainment goes, which is what I'm there for, keep striking out. And they struck out again, I think, frankly, on Tuesday night with SmackDown, because it was not eventful and nothing happened. And it didn't feel like a whole lot other than Kevin Owens and Kofi Kingston. And frankly, Kofi Kingston's still out there throwing pancakes, so what the hell is it all worth anyway?
Somebody pointed out here, interesting stat. If you remember back when Impact decided they were going to run head-to-head with WWE in January of 2010, and they were going to reignite the Monday Night Wars, and they went head-to-head and they got destroyed, and within God only knows, it was like weeks or whatever, they were doing terrible numbers, and they eventually moved back to their old date or their old day of the week. That first Impact show, head-to-head with Raw, this is January 4, 2010. Raw did 5.60 million viewers head-to-head with Impact. Impact did 2.20 million viewers. Better than Raw did this past Monday night. That's where we're at right now. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Want to mention on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez, I have started a Give Big 2019 campaign page for Whale Scout. It's coming up here in May, and if you want to take money out of my pocket, I will match up to $1,000 in donations to Whale Scout. It's all completely tax-deductible. None of the money goes to myself or my wife. It all goes to buying trees and equipment and advertising costs and mulch and dirt.
Mulch.
Trees are not cheap. I don't know if you're, actually, they're not that expensive, but they're not free. So a lot of trees have to be bought in order to plant trees and shovels and everything else. So
smoking trees.
That's right. Whale Scout cannot survive without donations. So it's up there right now on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. Appreciate everything anybody wants to donate in advance. And as noted, every dollar you donate, I will match up to $1,000. So check it out, at Brian Alvarez.
Let's go to the every dollar you want to donate to me, I will take at paypal.me/SemperVivi.
That's not tax deductible. This is. Big difference, Mike.
Yeah, but I can pay
you need
my
to get
taxes
your nonprofit
you
status or something. All right, let's go to the phones.
When are you going to get me into profit status?
You're on the air. What's going on? It's not what you make, it's
hey,
what you
boy,
save, Mike.
You,
go ahead, Savon.
Oh, thanks, kid.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys realize Dean Ambrose's video last night was just under the same amount of views as Raw's last hour ratings. I think it was just over 1 million for Raw, and Dean Ambrose did about 1 million views by himself on Twitter.
It's not bad.
Just a little tidbit there. Yeah.
Great video.
But I did have a question for you guys.
I do love, yeah, I want to mention this Dean Ambrose video. It's up on my Twitter, at Brian Alvarez. And just funny, like people talking about, oh my God, how could he afford that video or something like that? And I was like, dude, it's 2019. You guys ever watch Being the Elite? They do that on their iPhone. Like, I'm sure it wasn't cheap. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure it wasn't cheap. Dean Ambrose is not poor, okay? I'm sure he could fund this video.
Well, WWE, didn't they steal Giancarlo, who was, what's his name? I forget his name. I'm going to say Giancarlo Stanton, but that's a baseball player. But the dude who did Joey Janela's stuff, I mean, they plucked him. And that seemed like the John Cena video, and I don't know who produced that. It came at WrestleMania. That had that kind of vibe and that feel to it that he had, you know, doing those spring break, you know, vignettes and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, what you're able to look what Lagana's able to do. And granted, he's got Billy Corgan backing him and stuff like that, but he's been making videos for a long, long time. So all you really need is creativity and the time and a little bit of help, and you got this.
Listen, I'm not downplaying anybody's video making skills, okay? All I'm saying is that I'm old, all right? My daughter can go on the iPhone into the picture area, and down below you can click, I can't remember if it's albums or what it is, but your iPhone makes videos for you based on the photos on your phone. And these videos, when I was a kid, I took video production class, and we had to have like two giant VCRs, and you had to make VHS tapes, and you had to dub back and forth, and it took like weeks to create a video. My iPhone makes videos by itself now. It's just a very different world. You kids today, you don't know how lucky you are.
Get off my lawn.
You can stay on my lawn. Just mow it. Go ahead, Savon.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because my daughter, who's going to turn 3, she does the same thing. She'll take my wife's iPhone and just play with it, and she's walking around the house, and it's just spoiled and, you know, beautiful generation we live in. Just had a quick question about Sami Zayn real quick. I know he's bashing the fans and all that great jazz. Who do you guys think is going to come to the fans' to the fans' defense there? I mean, he's got a feud with somebody eventually when this is all said and done. I just can't seem to pinpoint who that would be to stick up for the fans and, you know,
Well, Savon, my friend.
I don't see who's...
Here's one for you. I want to thank you. So, before he asked for his release, the man who was going to feud with Sami Zayn was Luke Harper, okay? Now, I love Luke Harper. I think he is a great wrestler. If he were available on the indie scene and someone could book us in a match together, it would be like a dream match for me. He's great. I love him, okay? But that was going to be the Sami Zayn feud based on him coming out here and yelling at the fans. This is nothing against Luke Harper, okay? But Luke Harper, for years, he was a Wyatt family member, and then he was a Bludgeon brother, and then he vanished, and their plan was he was going to come out and stick up for the fans in this Sami Zayn program? What? I'm not saying it would be bad. The matches would be incredible. And maybe it would be great, but when you think about what Luke Harper has done in WWE and how they have pushed him in WWE, that was their plan? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I love both guys. But I'm looking at this like, how are the fans going to react to Luke Harper being the voice of reason? You know what I'm saying? He's a Wyatt member. He's a Bludgeon brother. What?
Well, Maple Leafs fans and Canadian fans would have something to, I guess, go on about each other about. But, yeah, I don't know. It seems tailor-made for, like, what Kevin Owens was before he turned dirty. Like, that seemed to be, like, for what Sami Zayn is saying, Kevin Owens is perfect to step into that. I don't know who it's going to be now. I just know they probably need to do something now because it on a three-hour show where you're already atrophying very fast, I wouldn't keep pissing people off anymore because, again, pissed off people don't bitch and moan online, really. You know, the hardcores do. What a lot of people just do when they're pissed off is turn it off. And that's what more and more people are doing week after week after week.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
What's up? When will Roman Reigns become WWE champion?
When will Roman Reigns become the WWE champion? Well, I don't know. He's not feuding with the champion right now. And he's got to get through this program with the Drifter. And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe they held it off until next year's WrestleMania.
Think that long?
Yeah, I think so.
SummerSlam, you know, I don't know what the plan. SummerSlam and Survivor Series, you know, you got a long time to go before them. And you do have TV in the fall. And Dana White, you know, has played his card and told ESPN that Brock Lesnar is retired from mixed martial arts, which, of course, now that Brock Lesnar's gone, they have kept his name in the loop about going to Vegas. That's where he's been hiding out, but maybe they'll be able to drop that talking point of the storyline, and we'll see Brock Lesnar in time for fall SmackDown on Fox. And in that case, you know, if you want a big thing to jar everything on Fox, Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns again for the WWE title wouldn't be too bad.
Okay, hold on, Mike. Young fella, how old are you?
11.
Are you the kid that punched me on Saturday night during that Jungle Boy match?
No.
Okay. Is Roman Reigns your favorite wrestler?
Yes.
Who else in WWE are some of your favorites?
Ali, Finn Balor, Aleister Black, and Ricochet.
Those are your favorite wrestlers?
Yeah.
Pretty good list.
All right, very good. Well, I want to thank you very much for calling in. It takes a lot of guts to call into this show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I like that kid.
Yeah.
And he didn't hit me.
That's
funny is Buddy Wayne's son, he's also 13, and like his favorite guys, I mean, he recognized the potential of Mustafa Ali long before they did anything with Mustafa Ali. Yeah. We went to a show, I don't even know, it was well over a year ago, and all the big stars are there, and the one guy that he was like, that guy is really good, was Mustafa Ali. And he loves Mustafa Ali and Finn Balor, and, you know, there are guys that the younger fans like, and these are not the guys that Vince has strongly gotten behind. Because Vince has an idea of what people want to see. And if you look at the numbers, I mean, he's picking a lot of the wrong guys. But, hey, not my company.
And to be fair, you know, Seth Rollins is one of those guys. There was all that talk a couple of years ago. Why is he on the cover of the video game? Because he plays directly into a demographic that plays the video game. That's exactly what it is. And to a person, again, Finn Balor, it's been like this for how long? You know, with you know, appealing to that demographic and appealing to the younger set. So they work in spite of themselves sometimes because they've had ample opportunity for some of these guys and they don't take advantage of it, like Ricochet losing to Bobby Roode's mustache.
All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going? This is Heath from Concord, California. Hey, Brian, I just wanted to say that if your rant about last night's Nitro, about the steam coming down from the rafters unscathed and everything, that doesn't make it on the best of 2019. I'm going to be sorely disappointed, my friend.
No, if it doesn't make it in the best of 2019, then we got a hell of a year coming. That's the way
you
got to
look at it. Have you seen that list? It's nothing but Brian shows, for heaven's sakes.
Well, thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Hey, that's it. Thank you very much.
Get out of here.
Don't get out of here. He's so, not wrong.
Well, what was the rant about?
Dude, it was about when Sting got hit with a tombstone and fell into a grave and was, and the announcers literally told us he was probably dead, and he was back before the show was over. I'm not even talking about he got killed in the first hour, came back in the second hour. He got killed in the second hour and came back in the second hour without a scratch on him.
No.
It's one of the stupidest. That literally, I swear to God, everybody, and everyone always goes, well, what Nitro are you watching? 19 years ago this week. 19 years ago this week. 19 years ago this week. One of the dumbest Nitros. One of the dumbest television shows I've ever seen in my life.
And they get worse.
Back in a moment, Observer Live. I'm not sure about that.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave. Even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world, I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on, but I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. harrys.com/game.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I want to thank Brad, who's already scheduled a donation for Give Big 2019. Up for Whale Scout, I will match up to $1,000 anybody that donates to the Give Big Whale Scout campaign this year. And you can check out the link at Brian Alvarez, and a big thank you to everybody in advance. We've got a lot of text messages here. This person says, the Moxley video was better in 2 minutes than anything they did with Ambrose and WWE. Well, some of the Shield stuff was very good. But yes, that was excellent. And this person here wants to know if you think that CM Punk and Jon Moxley will both be at Double or Nothing. I do not think that CM Punk will be at Double or Nothing. And my gut, do not report this, my gut is that Jon Moxley is not going to be at Double or Nothing. I'm not saying he's never going to go to AEW, but I strongly believe that he is going to be doing a ton of indie dates now, and then maybe later he will sign with All Elite. That's what I think is going to happen,
so
but I do not know.
The dice is just a tease then?
The what?
The dice in the video is just a tease?
Could be.
Hmm.
We'll see. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
They have these type of open deals for their guys anyway. So, you know, even if he's got one in principle, it's like, I can't see him not working a Game Changer show. I can't see him not going back and being Jon Moxley somewhere.
He also lives in Vegas.
He does, but I mean, who's he going to work for in Vegas?
No, I'm just pointing out that, like, that could be the dice tie-in right there.
I guess so. It could be. Absolutely. But, I mean, you know, to put that visual in there, I'm sure it was done to spark conversation. But, again, you know, I would love to see him elsewhere and do a lot of other things as opposed to being just an AEW. So, hopefully we get to see him all over the place because, again, he's got unique matchups. He can go to Japan. There's lots of places Jon Moxley can go and styles that he can do.
This person here says, do you think that the SmackDown we saw last night will be similar to the ones on Fox? God, I hope not. Otherwise, it ain't going to be on Fox more than like a couple of months. This was not a bad SmackDown, but dude, this SmackDown, let's see what we had. We had Kofi coming out and throwing pancakes and then doing a promo, which actually I like Kofi's promos when he gets serious, but like the pancakes have got to go.
They really do. He needs his own Farnsworth Bentley. Why is somebody not throwing, you know, pancakes for Kofi so Kevin can beat him up?
The Bailey-Becky match was actually a very good match. Hardy's vacating the title was what it was. Kairi Asuka's squash match was what it was. Roman Reigns versus the B team. Like, no matter, even that kid that called in is like, Roman Reigns and the B team. Randy Orton, Andrade, Finn Balor, Mustafa Ali. I mean, it was a fine match. And then the main event was the Kevin Owens show. I love Kevin Owens. The main event of Raw or SmackDown here was Kevin Owens interviewing two dolls. So, I mean, it was not a bad show. But as far as like a show that's going to draw viewers, this was not it. This was a show for the hardcores. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
$60 for one?
Uh-oh, I can barely hear you.
$60 for one?
Oh. I can't hear him. No, what's going on?
What's
$60 for one?
$60 for one?
It's like a mystery.
An eighth.
Was that something in the Jon Moxley promo?
That's possible.
First says, Becky Lynch is definitely losing her momentum. Well, she's feuding with Lacey Evans. And we're getting another Charlotte match we've seen 9,000 times.
And they're also beating it to death. I mean, there's the one negative of having her on both, because if it was just one, it's okay, but they're force feeding the man. And I know in the Austin area you couldn't get enough Austin and all that sort of stuff, but it's not, and it's just I don't know. I think it's you've beaten it to death a little bit with having the interviews on both and all that sort of stuff. I think sometimes you can. This is, I know, an experiment, but I'm not sure how it's going to work.
I love the B-Team Roman match, this person says. Great false finish, even though we knew where it was going. I will. This is what I liked about the B-Team match, okay? This is what they used to do in the 90s and early 2000s when they actually wanted to get somebody over. And that was a heel stacked the odds in the baby faces, or against the baby face, and the baby face overcame the odds and won, and there was a happy ending. That's what they did with Steve Austin. That's what they did with The Rock. That's what they did with baby faces they actually wanted to get over. In WWE in 2019, 90% of the time it's, we're going to stack the odds against the baby face, and the baby face does not prevail, and we get heat. And then we do this again and again and again and again and again. Then maybe they get a win on the pay-per-view, and the next night on Raw, we got to get heat again. This is what they did. But there's one big difference. When they did this with Steve Austin, and when they did this with The Rock, the heels stacked the odds against the baby faces with other big-time main eventers, not the B-team. That's the big difference here. And trust me, they got way more talent at their disposal than WWF had in the late 90s, early 2000s. But somehow they managed to do it then, and here it's like, well, we got the B-team, or we got this or that. I liked the idea behind it. I liked that he won in the end. I liked that he overcame the odds, but it's the B-team.
How about Mid-Atlantic in 1983? You think they got more talent than they did there? You know, and who did Harley Race send after Ric Flair? You know, it wasn't the losers in there. It was like Dick Slater and Bob Orton Jr., you know, the two biggest heels in the company, and Gary Hart and all those other guys. It's like they make things more difficult than they need to be. And the other thing they do is they concentrate too much on talking that goes nowhere, that's bad, that's rushed out. It just sucks. And they're beating that to death, and as they always do. And when those segments feel long and drag, they're the absolute dirt worst. And it seems to be more and more that those are the cases, and they keep doubling down on that stuff. Sometimes maybe you ought to go back to your roots, I know, and heaven forbid, and just kind of let the wrestling happen. Because they always complained about, you know, the ratings, and they'll point out to how that didn't work, and we know our way. Well, your way is now way under 2 million views in the third hour, so you got to figure something out here.
Bert says, it's amazing. We have 11-year-olds that can use a phone without issues. However, adults seem to have trouble. You know what's more amazing? Is I'm not even sure every 11-year-old even knows what a phone is anymore. But that kid figured it out. And I don't know what the last caller was talking about. Maybe he's trying again here. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia. How you doing?
Hello,
today,
Jim.
Brian?
Did you just call a second ago?
No, I didn't.
Okay. What's going on? You sound good today.
Okay. I was talking about SmackDown last night a little bit. What did you think of the Becky Bailey match? I liked it myself.
I thought it was a very good match. It was the best thing probably since Becky. If you take out Bailey winning the women's tag team titles, it was the best thing they've done with Bailey in like 2 years, I think.
Oh, God. The match was okay.
Mike, name another thing she's done in the last 2 years that was as good as this television match. Thank you.
Just saying, the match was
okay. The Charlotte heel run in at the end, that was like a cherry on top.
Well, kind of. I didn't think they needed it. Like, we get it. Charlotte is facing Becky. She did not need to run in and destroy both girls. It was fine for what it was, but they need to get some heat. So there you go.
Well, that's it. And again, the subtlety, they have to beat you over the head with it. Instead of just like Charlotte watches it ringside and like Bailey takes, you know, Becky to the limit. And what's she going to do? And, you know, having two matches, you know, they've got to go with heat, the heavy heat, and beat you over the head with it and have Charlotte beat her over the head.
What about the Monday night with the deal with Alexa Bliss, Naomi, and the shoes? I thought that was ridiculous.
Well, it was an idea that somebody had that was ridiculous, and they did it. So, I mean, there was like part of me that thought, at least we did something different on this show where everything's the same. But like the thing they chose to do that was different was dumb.
I thought about all the wrestlers that wrestled without shoes over the years. And then she can't win a match without a pair of boots on.
Yeah.
No, Even though every wrestler trains in socks and bare feet, you know, when they start out.
What are you talking about?
Did you never train in bare feet or socks?
Why would I train in bare feet or socks?
Never?
No.
Not ever.
No. Hmm. I took my shoes off like if it was the summertime, and it was at Buddy Wayne's ring in his little barn. It was like 8,000 degrees.
Well,
and
there you go. I'm not saying
no, I did
every
one time in my life.
Moment, you geek.
No, nobody starts out training with no shoes on. What are you talking about?
What are you talking
That's
about?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Will you stop?
They train without shoes?
You've never seen anybody actually train barefoot before or in socks?
If that was their gimmick, but no.
Never, ever, Brian.
No. Honest to God, I have not. People put shoes on.
No kidding.
So they don't hurt their toes or twist their ankle. Oh, man. Wait till Lance hears this one. You're going to get the Lance text today. It's coming.
I haven't gotten one in a while. I've been doing pretty good.
Well, that's about to end right now.
Stop.
This person says, do you think the new Sami Zayn character is a rib on people in the company asking for their release and complaining they don't want to be in the company? Yeah, it's part of that. It's like all of Vince's insanity is coming out in these Sami Zayn promos. And you have to listen to it. But guess what? A lot of you quit listening to it on Monday night. We'll see what they do this coming Monday. Can you imagine they just do it again? Somebody's got to come out. They got to end this. This person here says the dice in the Moxley video was a logo of the Viper Room Club in Hollywood. Maybe that's going to be his debut in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Could the drastically declining ratings affect the AEW TV deal at all? Yes, absolutely they could. Absolutely. Hopefully they don't. Man. Oh, man. I can't even imagine.
What?
I'm just thinking, like, I don't even want to say it because people, like, reported this fact, but, like, I'm going to say it anyway. Can you imagine if, like, AEW had two strong TV deals on the table? This was months ago. And they did. And instead of just, like, grabbing one, they negotiated and they negotiated. And as they're negotiating, Raw absolutely tanks in the ratings. And by the time they decide what they want to do, the companies pull them because wrestling is, like, not cool anymore. I mean, can you imagine if that happened? That'd be the biggest disaster in wrestling history since, like, WCW died.
Oh, man, that'd be some of the biggest conspiracy theories since WCW died, too. You know what I mean? Like, Vince tanked on purpose.
But he didn't
tank on
purpose.
Drive the market down.
Because the show is as horrible as it has been since the fall. Like, the fall? I don't know what happened in the fall. But, like, from October, November through today, I swear on a stack of Bibles, I have never seen a worse period in the history of WWE in all of the time that I've been watching it, ever. I'm watching 92 Superstars. That show is way better than Raw today. And that's a show that's got the Repo Man, who's my most hated character in the history of pro wrestling, and Papa Shango, and the big stars
the
are all
man?
Gone. Oh, dude, don't even, Mike. But anyway,
golfer?
This is not a golfer. He was a Repo Man.
Smash?
Oh, my God. Point of this is,
Khrushchev?
This is the worst.
Crusher Darso?
The worst I have ever seen from this company. And it didn't start like 3 weeks ago. It started in the fall. I don't know what happened, but it has gotten progressively worse since then.
You know what I'd like to think it is? Saudi Arabia. And the nice bookend here to this Saudi Arabia.
It's not Saudi Arabia. It's the show sucks.
But you know what? All that doesn't help. And they're going back. And they've had to announce it. And I wonder if they were going to planning on announcing it before all those pictures came out about the executions and the crucifixions and such out of Saudi Arabia recently. Good times, WWE. Good work.
Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Yellow part of the reason I ain't gonna stop. Against the odds, I went hard until I popped. Came from the bottom and now I'm standing on top. I had dreams and now they all coming true.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule.
Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also a WrestlingObserver.com. This person here says, oh no, I'm not even going to read it. Another person doesn't understand TV versus streaming and the ratings. So it's like every day I have to explain this and people still don't get it. Prince says, every time the ratings have dropped in the past, Vince has done something drastic the week after to get them back. What's his play next Monday? There isn't anything. I've mentioned this a million times. There is nothing that can be hot-shotted that is going to turn the ship around.
I hope they blame Baron Corbin again and then stick him in the main event.
It's going to be a slow, gradual turnaround. The issue... And listen, we don't have time to get into all of this, but I'll just say, what I learned during the road to WrestleMania is the biggest issue with WWE right now is they have absolutely completely eroded the confidence of their fan base. I told everyone for months that Becky was walking out of WrestleMania as the champion and not Charlotte. And for months, I fought with fans on this very show day after day, insisting to me that Charlotte was the chosen one. Charlotte's going to win. They're not going to go all the way with Becky. They don't want Becky to be in that blah, blah, blah. I told you, okay? But the problem was nobody has any faith in this company to give them what they want. And so it doesn't matter. You could bring back CM Punk on Monday. And it's going to do like a giant number. Actually, it wouldn't if they don't promote him. But it would do a giant number for a few weeks and everything would go right back to normal. You've got to start over at the beginning. You've got to promise things and deliver them. You've got to advertise matches and give them to people. You've got to do things on Monday that play into the following Monday. You've got to stop changing everything around at the last second. You've got to stop turning the script in literally right before the show goes on the air. And this is not a one-week thing. It may not even be a one-year thing. But we're out of time today. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. Talk to you again next time, Wrestling Observer Live.